Hello and welcome for this magic moment with yourself and together. I am Aussie. I am the voice and the person thinking and sharing her thoughts. So I'm going to talk about thinking, favorite subject, obviously, and the power of our affirmation. So for me, affirmation always resonates with grammar. Because the grammar is really the structure of our language, the structure of our tongue. This is the grammar, and grammar is more than that, because it shows how the thinking pattern is. Because depending on the tongues, you have different ways of putting the words in the sentence. So the grammar is about the way the syntax, like, you know, putting the words in the sentence in which order, and also how the verb behaves. And the words behaves as well, depending on the context of all the situation of the sentence. Yeah, we're trying to talk here about the roots. So it can feel quite unclear, but it's very clear because it's very simple. It's just like a grammar is a structure of organization of a tongue. And for example, when I learn a new tongue, I go straight on the grammar. And from learning how it works in the structure, the organization, I then add vocabulary. But I don't need the vocabulary to understand the people, what they're talking about. If I understand the words, the structure of the tongue, you know, the structure of organization, it would help me to decipher the way they move and behaves with their body too, and their facial expression. It's very interesting because the way we talk is an expression of ourselves, a way of expressing ourselves. But we express ourselves in multiple ways, you know, the way we move, what we're doing during our days, our habits, what we put inside ourselves, what we eject outside of ourselves, the way we interact with people, everything about us, what other people see of us, what we see of us, everything we do. And not do. It's our expression. So observing our way of thinking and our way of talking, it's such, well, for me, that was my way. That was the easy way inside myself. So affirmation. So in grammar, you have the different ways of, for the verbs, you know, and organizing the sentence. So an affirmation is not an intonation. An affirmation is not a question. An affirmation is not a negation. So negation and affirmation are sentences. For example, I do eat chocolate, affirmation. I don't eat chocolate, negation. Okay? It's not one is positive, like the best and good, and the other one is bad and the worst. Not at all. It's about one is positive, and the other one is negative. Affirmation and negation. Like the plus and the minus of electricity, there's no need to attach any feelings to that. So affirmation. The thing is, no feelings to that, but we can observe our experience with this way of talking and thinking. So yes and no. Let's observe those, from the point of view, those two words which create a beautiful balance, yes and no. I open the door, I close the door. Maybe the door has no idea if it's closed or open. It's just not the right time to talk about that. That was a little joke. Yeah, very funny, Osani. So, yes or no? So, as we're talking about, you know, when we talk about the roots of things and how things are structured and organized inside ourselves, so that's our mind, the mechanism of ourselves. How do I work inside? How am I structured and organized in my mentality, in my mind? This is in the dark. This is inside. It's the roots. And we can access the roots by observing the manifestation outside. So like I said at the beginning, observing the way we think, observing our social interactions, many things. So here we're going to observe the yes and no in social interactions to understand a bit the power of affirmation and negation. You ask someone to do something with you. Oh, would you like to go do this with me? This person says yes. Okay, yes. You ask again. Yes. You might ask again. Yes. Or no. But there's going to be a yes. There was a yes. You know, there's a yes here. Nice, cool. Door is open. Let's do together. You ask a person, do you want to do this with me? No. Okay. But no doesn't mean this person doesn't want to do things with you. Maybe it's not the right time for them right here, right now. But then what's interesting is to observe what's after the no. After you can ask again, if this person says no and no and no again, well, you might stop asking, you know. You might stop making any efforts towards this person. But if you had some yeses, you know, it really motivates your efforts and your actions towards this other person. It's exactly the same. So that's obviously the same because that's resonating with, as I said, the way we think. So affirmation and negation. It's much nicer because here we're talking about, you know, our own experience, I was saying, with people. It's nicer to hear yes than to hear no, in a way. And yes can mean no. As I redesigned my vocabulary and everything, I decided that I wouldn't use any negative sentences and no, and not say no anymore. But sometimes I don't want to do, or it's not the right moment for the people and stuff like that. But I will use a yes. So it means I had to find creative ways to say yes while saying no. Yes, because I wanted, I always want what people propose to me. I want to say yes. So for example, oh, let's find an example. So that was before. Now I say no, but I say no and I don't justify myself, just no. I can explain a bit why, but I don't go into detailed, confused explanations. It's no, I don't feel it now. No, thank you. Yes and no. I'm trying to find an example and I'm getting lost a bit here. Let's breathe deeply. Talking in details about the roots of the thinking pattern can create a bit of confusion, as you can hear now. I still know what I'm talking about, but finding the examples is not coming to me now. So I'm like, okay, I just let go. Sometimes it's very good to let go of the thinking. And I'm here to talk about the power of affirmation. So I'm going to keep focusing on that. This is my affirmation. I'm talking about the power of affirmation. This is my affirmation. And when I'm a bit confused, I go back on it. So that's the power of the affirmation. It's like your train track. It keeps the direction clear and guided. So an affirmation, the power of the affirmation comes from the fact that it's a guideline as well. You use it as a guideline, a train track, a direction. And when your head is a bit confused, when you don't really know what or where you're overthinking, anything that calls your attention to do something a bit different, just use the affirmation. Affirmation, affirmation, affirmation. I'm talking about the power of our affirmation. So an affirmation is an open sentence, like we've just talked about, written with a positive way of putting the verb in the grammar, so an affirmation. It's a guideline and a direction. And it helps us to redesign our mind in the new way we want it to be redesigned. Also, it has to be comfortable. Make it simple for yourself and comfortable. Because if your affirmation is difficult for you to say, that's not going to help you say it and redesign your mind. It's going to block you. Because it's going to feel so complicated and heavy and it's not nice. So make your affirmation something that really triggers something in you. Sometimes it's a challenge. Huh? Some affirmations are a real challenge. You know, you feel like you're in this very awful situation. You're like, I love myself. I love everyone involved in this situation. And I trust in, I trust in beauty, and I trust and the outcome will be the best for all of us. You can't control what's the best for all of us. So it's very challenging, the affirmation, and they're here for helping us in those situations when we're losing it a bit, different intensity of losing it a bit. But they're here to create, for us to hold on it. You know, they're really here as a bridge into something new that's unknown to us because we're creating it. We're always creating our new self. Even if we're looping a bit in the past, we're always creating something new because we're always growing and evolving. It's just about allowing ourselves to evolve with our thinking too, you know. Our physical body grows, so let's allow ourselves to open our mentality to grow with ourselves. So the power of affirmation. The power of affirmation is powerful because we work on it to integrate it. It becomes our new automatism in a way. You know, it's like you decondition yourself from the overthinking and you and the dispersed thinking, and you create a new way of thinking. So it's a new conditioning. There is nothing negative about being conditioned. It's just choose your own. Choose your own and make it open enough for it to adapt. You know, that's the key, adaptation. So your affirmation has to adapt to any kind of situation. Because if your affirmation doesn't adapt in some situation, it's becoming very tricky and you're getting blocked again. So you're not really doing what you want to do, which is simplifying and enlightening and clarifying and feeling at peace. Well, I'm assuming that you want to feel at peace, but hopefully you want to feel at peace. If not, you wouldn't listen to me about talking about relaxing the mind. Well, if you are, you can stop listening, huh? Because it's all about relaxation here. We're getting high. Relaxation is about getting high. I always find it very funny when people say, oh no, I'm not going to drink, for example, a chamomile because it's to go to sleep. I'm like, it's not to go to sleep, it's to relax. So if your body is very tired, yeah, it's going to make you sleep. But if your body is not so tired, it's going to make you high because you're going to relax your head, you're going to relax your whole body. And instead of falling asleep, you're just going to be flowing very lightly. So anything that's relaxing is extremely empowering. So the affirmation, by adapting, by being simple, by being something we can hold on, by being something reassuring because we can hold on to, is very powerful. And by practicing it every day, we really integrate it into our life and its power becomes bigger, you know? And as we're talking about redesigning our mind with affirmation, we can observe how powerful are the thoughts we have right now, the ones we actually want to change and redesign. And they're powerful because they've been here for some time. So it might take as well some time to change them. You know, Rome wasn't built in a day. I love when expressions like that come out because it's really about that. You know, you build a house brick by brick. You know, just make it appear. Magic is not, feels instantaneous, but it's a succession of instants that creates a whole. Every detail is important to create something big, because big is made of many. And everything is made of many. But big is made of many. So every small thing has its importance. So go into the details of your thinking and really create affirmations that can do all of that for you. So you create your affirmation starting with I. It's about you. It's about you. I can be I am. And then you put a word. So, for example, like to 2021, I decided peace, but I am peace, you know. I do peace, I feel peace, I breathe peace, peace, just peace. So I am peace, I am love, I am beauty, all of that, just very simply, you're working on trust, I am trust. I trust too is great, it's just I like the I am really brings me, really brings myself, my whole self vibrating with trust, with forgiveness, with whatever word you put after. Or it can be I with the ing. You know, the ing. I am talking about my power, about the power of affirmation. I am doing. I am forgiving. I am letting go. I am dancing. because you are doing your action now. When you're thinking, you're doing it. So you think it and you, by allow your thinking to be very clear on your action. I'm dancing. It will happen in a magic way. I'm dancing. So we start moving, you know, just start moving. I'm dancing now. So in the past, I used to put every day. I'm dancing every day. If I take this example, I'm doing yoga every day, for example. I'm meditating every day. So this is great, but please don't get stuck in the everyday word, because it might happen that one day you're not. So don't judge yourself on that. If you bring the everyday, just allow yourself to know that every day is now. It's today, and today is important. And what happens today is what happens today, and what happens tomorrow is what happens tomorrow. And let's not judge if we haven't done the meditation today. Because it happens, because it's new, because maybe we haven't thought about it, and it's okay. We can't remember when it's new. So the affirmations. But the affirmations can be, so to bring a new habit, but it can be a thinking habit, and I can say it can be a movement habit. And it can be as well like a present, a regular present. I talk about the power of affirmation. So see, just saying, how could I say, I am the power of affirmation. I am talking about the power of affirmation. I talk about the power of affirmation. So three sentences actually creates a different reaction in us. That's why I like going into the details and playing with them. So playing your affirmation with different ways of affirmating things and observe what's happening. But again, the power of affirmation resides in the fact that you bring it into your life and you play with it. You allow yourself to believe in it, in this power, to empower yourself in the power of your affirmation, to empower yourself, to empower. Yes. Just watching, it's 11:11. So that we're talking about empowerment here. And our power resides in our thinking and mastering our mind. So may your affirmations be simple, clear, and adaptable in any situation. And remember them, write them down, put little notes around your house, repeat them out loud. Remember that they are your affirmation, because the first few days, you're certainly going to forget about them. So help yourself to affirm yourself in your own affirmation by bringing it in your day. Integrate your own, you know, intention here. Affirm your affirmations. I like that. Be affirmative in your affirmations. Not only just a sentence like that you think about. No, bring them in. Act on them. Act on them writing them. Act on them drawing them. Act on them talking about them. Act on them thinking about them. You know, make them your reality. Play with it. Because they manifest in many ways. So affirmations are amazing to redesign our mind, to calm our mind as a track line, you know, instead of a war zone, let's say. The war zone and a very clear train track. Which one do you feel more comfortable in? A train track you create at every step as well. We're still in the magic. But at the end, what's a war zone? It's just chaos. And chaos allows us to create order. So here again, let's not attach to a heavy or light judgment. Chaos and order happen at every moment. It's the magic of life and creation. So you have the power of your mind, and by working with your way of talking, how you put the words in the sentence, how you decide of the grammar of your verb, how you pick up your words, your tone of voice, the rhythm of your way of talking, how your body moves when you're talking, all of these details are very interesting to observe for you to know more about yourself, because they show what's inside, what's in the darkness or roots. And they will guide you to redesign yourself from what you observe. You know, design your affirmations on your triggers, I would say. Play. Play, because you're a master. So just hold on yourself and go with it. You are powerful. I am powerful. You are powerful. I am powerful. I always repeat the affirmations, so I really hear them. I am powerful. You are powerful. So let's do that. Enjoy. Enjoy playing with affirmations. Share them. Share them, really amplify them. I love you. And I will meet you another time to talk about thinking and talking. Yeah, because at the end, I'm just talking about talking. How to talk. How to talk consciously. Let's talk about talking consciously. I love you. Have a beautiful moment with yourself. Bye.